Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
A detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, is it Renee? And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to season 2 of Proof, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
It is I, French Trump. I am here for the French Trump presidential press conference. You may begin with your questions.
Mr. President, you, right there.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sienna Cooper here from The New Yorker. You've said that you won't even consider renaming military bases that are named after Confederate generals. Why is that?
Let me explain. These bases have been named after great fighters who tried to divide our nation. The only way I could see my way clear to renaming these bases is if we name them after another group of great dividers. Instead of Fart Hood, we'll have Fart Miller. Instead of Fart Benning, we'll have Fart Barr. We'll have Fart Mnuchin, Fart Don Jr., Fart Eric, Fart Melania, Fart Graham. We'll have Camp Ivanka. But the biggest fart of all will be Fart Donald J. Trump. That I could agree to. And, of course, there will be licensing fees for the Trump name. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Cindy Muscatel of All Haaretz. You've refused for the Republican National Convention to include social distancing. You're planning to begin your rally soon, and you don't seem to talk about COVID-19 anymore. Why?
I fixed it. There is no more COVID-19. The virus went bye-bye, all gone, and no president has ever done that before. I just signed an executive order to be done with the virus. It's a very powerful executive order. First time in history. No one ever thought of it before, but I did, and now it is gone. Take your masks off, move your seats together, and ask moi another question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Most of the country has been baffled or even appalled by your tweet accusing Martin Gugino of being Antifa or a provocateur. Just to clarify, this is a 75-year-old activist who was pushed down and left to bleed from his ear by members of the Buffalo Police. You said it might have been a setup. Can you clarify what you meant by that?
Let me tell you something. That guy fell much harder than he had to. When I push 75-year-old men down, which, by the way, Bill Barr tells me I can do if I want, and Mitch McConnell lets me, they don't fall that hard. He did not have to fall that hard. When they look into it, and I've got my people looking into it, I think you will see that he is a stunt man. See how he kind of looks like Tom Cruise? It looks like maybe he is Tom Cruise's stuntman. We'll see, but most people think that he is Tom Cruise's stuntman, who would be Antifa. Next question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Roger Darling, Lock Spread News. There is an outcry in the country to defund the police, meaning reallocate some of the outsized proportion of budgets that go to police departments to social services, education, and drug and alcohol programs. There are ways to use our tax dollars to help our citizens that don't require sending someone with a gun or a baton. Why are you not embracing these types of reforms?
Who will push down the old men if we don't have enough police with guns and batons? Who will pull from the car and tase innocent black college girls? If these reforms take place over my dead body, let it be on your head if the innocent black college girls don't get tased. Look, sometimes things happen. Like a police officer will starve a black man for oxygen while the man pleads for his life, or a police officer might shoot an unarmed black man in the back, or they heat the peaceful protesters with the batons. It's breakers, you know, that happens. My mother, she had a Hummel collection. And one day I broke the one with the little boy in lederhosen looking out through the binoculars with the little bird at his feet. It broke when I tried to take the binoculars off to look through them myself. He would not let go, selfish little humble boy. My mother was so upset. I said, Mama, look, you have so many other Hummels. Do not be sad. This one wasn't good. Mama, we can sue this shit out of the Hummel maker. Then she was happy. So that tells you something. Next question.
Mr. President, over here. Thank you, Mr. President. Sienna Cooper again from The New Yorker. You have chosen Tulsa, Oklahoma, in which to hold your next rally. Tulsa is the site of the massacre of hundreds of black people in 1921. Your event will be held on June 19th. June 19th is celebrated by many as Juneteenth. It is the anniversary of the emancipation of the last of the African-American slaves in the Confederacy in 1865. Why would you choose June 19th?
I am very busy on June 18th. I have meetings and papers to sign. I have to take the car in. I have a parent-teacher conference. I have to repair the closing rod in Melania's closet. Her I don't care jacket keeps falling on the floor. I have to repair my glasses frames. That fucking little screw came out and I can't find it. I'll be down on my hands and knees for hours on the 18th. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again from ABC News. In your tweet, after Seattle protesters occupied City Hall calling the mayor to defund the police, you called the protesters domestic terrorists and Governor Inslee and Mayor Durkin radical. And you said they're being taunted and played at a level our great country has never seen before. You told them, take back your city now, adding, if you don't do it, I will. You added, this is not a game. These ugly anarchists must be stooped immediately. Move fast. What did you mean by saying you would take back the city of Seattle?
I will make the entire city a Trump hotel. I will bankrupt the whole place. Take that, you coffee-drinking mold jockeys. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Roger Darling again, Lox Spread News. As a follow-up to my colleague's questions, what did you mean by, quote, these ugly anarchists must be stooped?
I meant stooped. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes. Cindy Muscatella again with All Hearts. What is your response to Mayor Jenny Durkin's tweet? Make us all safe. Go back to your bunker. In answer to your threat.
No more questions! No more questions! Move your seats together and take your masks off, you enemies of the people! No more questions!
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.